like, I don't know how to follow that up. I just play music for 5 minutes and I'll shut up. And it's like, wow, that was an incredible discussion. Officer Harry Dunn from the Capitol Police, who was part of January 6th, you know, one of the heroes, and was brought here by our dear friend, Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. That was amazing. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first and foremost, I don't realize there's other people on the other side of the microphone. We got a voicemail from our dear friend Ellen in Cedarburg. I heard you, Ellen. I love that. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you listening. So I really wanted to give her a shout out. But so back to all of this. It was interesting to hear Officer Dunn say that what gives him hope was that people keep talking about it and people don't forget. And I think that's so important because they're trying so damn hard to get you to forget. And people will tell you, yeah, we're going to get past January 6th. Don't ever, ever forget it. And, you know, what happened, it's so much bigger than the attack. The attack was terrible, and I don't want to downplay it, but January 6th, it symbolizes just like everything that is wrong with this type of politics, with Trumpism. I'll say it, with Trumpism. And this is why people harp on this, and this is why, you know, we talk about this, and it's so important because, like, everything, all of the bad stuff, everything from that 4 years of a pressure cooker that happened, you know, leading up to January 6th, it all exploded, you know, from COVID to the Black Lives Matter protests and all of the stuff that Trump did to bring us to that point. He did what he always does, and he threw a 55-gallon drum of diesel fuel on that fire, and wouldn't you know it, it exploded. And I don't understand the people, you who know better but don't do better. I don't understand, and what I mean by that is, we talked about it, how people can see what happened with their own eyes. They can see what was there. They know what happened on January 6th. It doesn't take someone with any formal education whatsoever. My 4-year-old daughter would watch that video and say, those guys are the bad guys. And I don't understand how people can internalize keeping that bold-faced lie going. It goes against everything you were taught as a child, I hope. Everything you were taught as a child. Right from wrong. Bad from good. How to treat people with kindness. And I don't understand that. You know, one of the things I also learned when I was reading the January 6th committee report. Did you know that Sidney Powell, who was Donald Trump's lawyer throughout this whole thing, and who would you know, throw all of these crazy accusations of 30,000 dead people voting and all this, you know, a truckload of ballots coming down from New York and going into Pennsylvania, which, by the way, how this worked, if you have time, you can read the audiobook too. It's 24 hours, by the way. How this worked is, one day, at late afternoon, Donald Trump would hear these facts of, you know, okay, the FBI would come and say, Mr. Trump, no, there was not 30,000 dead people that were voting. We did find two who voted by absentee, and they did die in this precinct. So there was two in this whole state. So he knew the truth. He knew the truth. And the very next day, he would go on the news and tweet out. He would say 30,000 dead people are voting, when he knows, he was told hours before, that it's BS. And so Sidney Powell, who was the lawyer, you know, the crackpot lawyer that was throwing all these accusations out there, this was her defense. When she had to go face a judge, and the judge was like, dude, what the hell was that all about? Right? You know, he didn't say that, but, you know, we're paraphrasing here. Her defense for herself was, and I quote, no reasonable person would conclude that her statements were truly statements of facts. I'll read that again. Her defense was, no reasonable person would conclude that her statements were truly statements of fact. So her defense of why she did all of this was, I can't possibly be guilty because all of this stuff was so crazy. Y'all should have known that I was lying. That was, and look it up, that was her defense. And the hypocrisy of all of this is that the F your feelings crowd, right? We all say that, oh, screw your feelings. It's the Trump derangement syndrome. You're just suffering from, you know, liberal snowflake. Okay, those people is cheering on someone whose goal in everything he does is to jab and poke and everything from, you know, renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America to Denali, Fort Bragg, talk about we're going to use plastic straws again. We're going to make straws great. All of that stuff, it's nothing burgers. It is just strictly designed to piss off people who don't like him. And then the second someone takes exception to that, like to say, well, that's really stupid. It's been the Gulf of Mexico for like, what, 500 years? Oh, my goodness. How could you? That's just. And so you had 4 years of that leading up to January 6th. And wouldn't you know it, all hell broke loose and people died. And thanks to people like Officer Harry Dunn, a lot more people could have died, but didn't. And so this is why it's so important. You know, and I agree with Adam Kinzinger. Boy, before Donald Trump, I was at the point where it's like, yeah, okay, we can kind of get past this. Not anymore. There is no excuse for giving a pass to this. And the only way that we are going to overcome, the only way that this gets better is when those people receive justice and those people who egged it on are no longer shuffling around the halls of power in the United States of America. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you next week.